Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of God. If you're listening to my voice, that means you made it to a brand new day. It's a brand new week. The Lord has indeed been faithful unto us. Today is the 21st day in the month of April 2025, and the month is gradually coming to an end. And for this, we are eternally grateful to the one who continuously keeps us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I would like you to kindly help us to share this message and invite as many people as you can to this platform. Let them be partakers of today's blessings. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual, a topic that says, Achieving the Impossible. Achieving the Impossible. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 8, I Need Thee Every Hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Kings chapter 9 to chapter 10. 2 Kings chapter 9 to chapter 10. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 35. Luke chapter 1 verse 35, which says, And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Judges chapter 14. From verse 5 to 6 and verse 19. Judges chapter 14 from verse 5 to 6. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 5 it reads, Samson went down to Timnah together with his father and mother. As he approached the vineyard of Timnah, there's suddenly a young lion roaring towards him. The Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat. But he told neither his father nor his mother what he had done. Then verse 19, Then the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. He went down to Ashkelon, struck down 30 of their men, stripped them of everything, and gave their clothes to those who had explained the riddle, burning with anger. He returned to his father's home. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, In today's Bible reading, the Spirit of God came mightily upon Samson. Once again, our topic is Achieving the Impossible. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he tore a lion apart with his bare hands. If you have ever come across a lion, you would know that what Samson did was no ordinary feat. It could only have been by the Holy Spirit. In Judges chapter 15, from verse 11 to 15. When he was bound and delivered to his enemies, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and the ropes binding him fell off as if they had been burnt by fire. He then took the jawbone of an ass and killed 1,000 men with it. That was only possible because of the Spirit of God. David also achieved the impossible with the help of the Holy Spirit. After Samuel poured oil on him, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. And the effect was tremendous. A mere shepherd boy went on to kill a lion, a bear, and a giant who was troubling his people and defying his God, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 34 to 50. As great as those things were, they were only the beginning of the wonders God would do in David's life. At one time, Saul wanted to get him killed, so he asked him to get the foreskin of 100 Philistines as bride price to marry his daughter. It was a suicide mission, but because the Spirit of God was upon David, he got 200 foreskins and returned unharmed, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 18, from verse 25 to 27. He did over and beyond what was required because of the Spirit of God upon him. If you consider how far God has brought the RCCG from a small church in the corner of the slum in a third world country to having parishes over 190 nations of the world and several thousands of hectares of land as campgrounds around the world, you will know that these seemingly impossible feats were only made possible by the help of the Holy Spirit. Just as the Holy Spirit helped Samson, David, and the RCCG as a church, he can help you also. If God has told you about great and mighty things that he intends to achieve through you, or if you are faced with a seemingly impossible task, do not focus on your limitations. Instead, ask the Holy Spirit to overshadow you, as he did with Mary, like we see in Luke chapter 1, verse 35. He will supply you with the strength and wisdom you need to achieve the impossible, because with God, all things are possible, like we see in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Holy Spirit, please come upon me and help me to achieve seemingly impossible feats for the kingdom in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, please come upon me and help me to achieve seemingly impossible feats for the kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.